We are up to Bays in here. So it continues like this. Pedikas Chometz. It says, Gam ha-mokom she'osu li-hishtamish bo b'chometz acher ha-bedika ad l'mocher. Now the place that you're still going, you did the bedika, but you're going to use this place for chometz. It means you're going to eat breakfast there in the morning. Your kitchen table, something like that, right? Ki goin tachas ha-shulchan she'osu lechol al-gab of chometz, underneath the table that you're going to be eating chometz on top of it. So what's the halacha in such a place like this? I'm doing the bedika, but I know there's going to be chometz here in the future. So it says, Bodko or lo alasar, right? Okay, fine. You check it on the night of the 14th. Ulamachar bodko umanak. You tomorrow morning, check it, clean it out. Sheni, it's the second time. In the Dalid, he says like this. Vilo domi lemachim she'osilis kiro lenochri. Shaminag lahaki le'enin chai b'vedika afalpi shehamecha hu rak lemachar. So the place you're going to be renting out, selling to a goy, the location. So he says, you know, the minig is not to Jake.
You're selling that whole room, so you're eating right. In that room, and then you're going to close it off because you're selling it, you know, right? Is that, so you bother?
Should there's no more than that. You're not even chai b'vedika in that room.
Right.
So while I'm checking the room, what am I checking for? I'm selling it, right?
Right, yeah.
So how is that different than the table I'm going to be, in other words, I know there's going to be chametz in it later, right? And I'm going to be eating on it, right? So how is that any different? So how is that, what's the comparison, right? Shiny awesome. You're selling everything. But here in our case, it's different. You're checking it the night of, so for the chometz you didn't know about. Right now, I'm just checking it a second time for the chometz that was there. I know was there yesterday. This morning, whatever it is, right? Yeah, I mean, the chametz was this morning. So that's why you're checking it a second time. So it's not comparable. It's an interesting point he brings out.
It's the night before you checked the house and you knew that there's chametz there, but you're selling it.
No, I know there's. I'm checking for regular chametz now.
Right, yeah, you check.
But I know in my mind, tomorrow morning I'm going to be eating breakfast at this table.
Yeah, right. So you know, about it from your bedika. When your bedika is done the night before, you know
what chametz
you have. There's no hidden. There shouldn't be any hidden chametz from you. You know, if you've checked the whole house.
Right, but I know what I'm eating chametz on the table tomorrow.
But it's the chametz that you knew about at your bedika the night before. There's no hidden chametz anymore. You know exactly where all your chametz is.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about a different point. He's talking about a different point. He's talking about, but I know that I'm going to be bringing chametz there tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy Dunkin' Donuts and buying some more
chametz. Right, so my Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast. I have to check it again afterwards.
If it's new chametz, yeah.
Right, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right. In number 10, in the Orchos Halach, he says, right, Ein Chok Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Takisim Bebegodim Shlevushim Behem, Ein Tzorich Bedika Or Li Yedalad, right? Your pockets, you don't have to check them at night. Cave into the love hachi is chayv levoidkim shuv lemachir b'shas abir. Because you don't have to check them again tomorrow morning. Why is that? I have to check them again because I know I'm going to be doing it again. Hayne v'nei shehaderech lehachnis hayidayim atochem ve'im kein shema b'shas achilas chometz la'achra b'dika yikanis l'sham she'nis chometz. My pockets. In other words, I know that I'm going to be putting chometz into my pockets. I guess that was the minimum back then. So I'm not going to check the night because I know I'm checking the following morning. That's what our case is talking about here. Right? Like that's like the hem, right? Kaifel is where they doubled up. It's folded over. So that way you don't put chometz there. So then in that case, no. You don't have to check those places a second time. Mishnah Berurah once, they've called Mem Zayin.
Crumbs of chametz could fall into your pockets or your cuff or while you're eating.
Yes, so any place that the shayach could have happened while you're eating again, you have to check again, right? Nach levodkam bismanim or yudal the mocher yibakim shayin. So you have to do that. Those places would have to have a second checking. Okay. Good. Now I'm in hay. Morning. So in footnote hey, that's still there. Ach tzorch in tuva matam ein bodkin makom zeh lemachel or haner V'ulai kiim nechvar bodak sham me'emesh. Ein habdika achshav el mifnei hachomish shahay sham la'achet chilz yot leil yodalid shidovad. Mishum hach chashosh greida lo tikni hachomim choyvis badika b'neir davka filu v'yom. Meaning, I'm just checking it for a little. This is like a very small chance. Achakati tzorachian lam lo chay v'livdoik v'layla achar hachila sevivoy samakom sh'ochlu sham. Right? Okay, it's a very interesting point he brings out. Is there anything else I want to do on this one? In 11, in foot 11, v'chein nohagu v'beis rabbeinu sh'la'achar oruchas ha'boker, after breakfast, be'erev Pesach, omlu l'nakos she'nis heitiv lishtov ritzpos, she'tachas ha'shulchan v'sviosav. They would wash down the floors again a second time after breakfast on, meaning they did have chametz there. So it's interesting. You see, clearly they weren't having chametz outside the house. Most people, aren't allowed to bring chametz back in the house once you have the porch, after you're there, but you wash that area. But the mice, whatever area you would have eaten breakfast that morning, if it was chametz, if you're not eating the Pesach cereal already, whatever it is, you're eating chametz at that point still, which you're allowed to, obviously. But it would be cleaned a second time. Okay, Gimel. Hamakom she'osli lahazkir olim kor linochri. The place you can rent to sell to a goy. Haminhag hu she'ein bodkin sham chametz or larba osur. The minhag is not to check that location. Afapi shehamekach yeh rak lemochar. Even though it's not yet sold, and at this point in time, it's my chametz, right? So no, the minhag is he says not in vav. Ayn simin tuf lamed vav. Mishnah Berurah sif katan lamed beis. Shehevi deos achronim bazeh. Leinin chadarm hamaleim chametz, right? Rooms are filled with chametz. V'siim da'af de'ein limchois b'yad hamakelim. Mikol makom adif tefei lichim kor b'yud gimel. It's better to do a pre-bedika sale. Ulam haminag pashut lahakia b'chol zeh. Right, now if you would...
If you sell before the bedika, then you definitely not mechira.
Exactly,
not yours,
right. Yeah. So this is one of the source for some people who do a mechira on yud gimel. Right, if they know they're going to do that, where there's no chiv to check it at the time, because it becomes a little bit of a joke. I'm checking my house for chametz. What about these three rooms? Oh, don't worry about those three rooms. I'm checking the other house. So that's why many do that, because it's not my chametz anymore. But it's my chametz. I'm not.
I'm checking them here. I show my flesh and I say, yeah, that's being sold to the guy. It's part of.
Yeah, that would be the answer.
It's a chesh, but I found chametz, but that, and I know how I'm disposing of it.
Correct. Yeah. But he says, even if you don't do a pre-bedika sale, a yud gimel, mechiras yud gimel, okay, nevertheless, he says...
I'm not going to go, I'm going to sit for every single thing that's on the shelves. I know it's all going to be sold.
Yeah. Okay, good. Dalid. Misradim. Misrad is an office. Mekomos avod, the place where a person, where you work, your workstation, something like that. Yesh li zahir levoidkem belayla. You have to check them at night. Right, Lor Haner, right, with the light, candle, Kedin, Bedikas, Habayis, just like you're checking your house. So let's see what he says here in Zion. Hayne im ein machlilim b'mechiras l'nochri. This is if it's not being included in what you're selling, right? She'oz haminag she'ein boidkin kenal. We just said if you're selling something to a goy, then you don't have to check that, right? So if you're selling your workspace, you're selling your office, whatever it is, your factory, whatever it is, then you don't have to check that. But if not, one would have to. Kemochin.
I usually have problems with selling chametz in my office, where if the guy were to come to get his chametz, they would not let him into the building.
I mean, it's closed or something like that?
It's like, it's only an employee. Or if you have a guest, then you have to register the name of the guest. And it's a whole thing.
I mean, you could get it. It might be a whole process, but yeah. He would be allowed in, right? As you said, this is my guest. This is...
Yeah, but let's say
I'm not... John Brown.
This is my... It's a Buffalo Pesach. I'm not even there to...
Uh-huh. Can I ask you a quick question related to this?
Yeah.
I work in a school where they give breakfast out in the classrooms.
Yeah.
And all the extra breakfast, instead of throwing them out, they put them on my desk. So I don't own that.
Yeah, you don't own
it. It's all in my space.
It's in your space. You don't own that. That's not your... Meaning in the public school, they put the cereals on your desk?
When the kids finish breakfast, if there's anything left over so they don't throw it out, everything gets put on my desk.
Okay.
Because I have to watch it so that kids don't, eat it in the middle of class, whatever. I give it back out at lunch and whatever. So I'm in charge of it.
You're in charge of it.
Oh, yes.
Interesting. You're the... Now, do you... It's a good question. Do you have to touch it? Or can you tell the kids, come take back your cereal?
I could probably work hard to avoid touching it and try to make the kids do a bunch of things, but yeah. Breakfast is often cereal or breads or, you know, French toast or...
I would devise an elaborate reward system where you could have a class monitor, someone who could be the official distributor of the cereal.
So I definitely...
I would not... You don't own it. You don't own it. That's not a question. But there is an idea not to touch chametz. So if you could somehow possibly elevate one of the children to give out the breakfast...
That's 4 days because our school vacation is the week before Pesach.
Uh-huh.
So we're on...
So you're on Chol HaMoed.
I'm working...
You're working Chol HaMoed. Yeah, so I would tell you like this. But try not to touch it if possible. You don't own it. There's another question if you're owning it, but still, nevertheless.
I was just concerned it wasn't not owning it, but in my reshus because I.
No, that's your it's your desk. It's your desk. Okay. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good question. I never got that one before.
It just hit me while you were talking.
All right, Givaldik.
But it's. I have to tell. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, we have time. A few minutes. Okay. Let's. So chimochein teva o aron hamiyuchadim lo the base of Knesset. So your own personal locker space kigon.
Well, but back on work. So,
yeah.
It's not very practical. I mean, maybe halacha, but it's not very practical to say you have to search work at night. Obviously,
we're going to see if you do it beforehand. Okay. If you have Chezkas Baduk, you could do it beforehand. You don't have to drive to your work at on the lil.
Kind of related to that question is chametz that comes in the mail. You didn't order it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a sample that they send in the mail. And it comes. So
you're not cutting it. You have might not to be cutting it.
You don't want before Pesach then anything that comes in.
Yeah, this comes up sometimes with what are they called? They're the packing things. There's a name for them. The little I forget. I'm blanking on
like
it.
Like peanuts or something.
Peanuts, right? The, so some point out there might be chametz and those types of things, starch and whatever like that.
A dog would eat that.
I don't know. Yeah, you have in mind not to be konit. Yeah, right. That's the answer. You're not konit. So okay. Stender. You have something in your stender. That's what we're talking about right here. You have chametz in your stender in the shul, right? Im hu makom sheminiach bo lefamim chametz. If it's a place, sometimes you would put chametz in there. Gone b'simchas Torah, sherabim makdishim, as al mini mizonos beis hakneses. Right? People make kiddush for whatever reason. They have like rolls and stuff in there, or I don't know, whatever. Rugalach, yeah, it's not like they make you a piece of cake or something, cookies, something like that. You would have then tzorich livdo kedin. You have to check that out. You have to do bibodik, your stender, make sure you don't have. That's a workplace. If you keep a little mazonos to keep your Reisman's cookie or whatever,
it's more stringent than a workplace. You're sure you're talking about?
Sure. He's talking about when you have like a little private stender or something, like your own personal thing where you would occasionally put chametz in there.
Yeah, of course.
So you have to check it. Yeah. Yeshli zarbase, have to be careful. Umihu im machnis yada letocho levodko yofe efshir desagi bekach. If you would stick your hand in and clean it up, that'd be sufficient. Ke'ein shematzini obachas andra. The hoi of ora rabba nibdekes beyom la ora bilvad. Right, you have an open porch or a place like that, you would check it. This is interesting for a quick time for a story they bring from him, Rosham Zalman Orbach, in his room. Do you have time? We'll try to get it quickly. In 18. The motzi hadavar gambe demim yuadim vanachas talis. Okay, with tefillin chedoyim, right. Ishal Avraham, quickly get through this. Bati yadayim. Yeah, aval. As cheder limudu b'yeshivas kol Torah, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach's room where he used to learn, lo bodak rabbeinu klal. He never checked it. And they asked him, heishiv she'eino mevi sham divrei meichel b'meshech yimos hashana. He never brings chametz into that room. V'havim mokum she'ein machnisim chametz. It's not the place where chametz comes. After motzei yom kippurim, hivdil avetam mini mizonos b'cheder zeh. Even though motzei yom kippur, he would make havdala in that room and eat something. Right, I'm Mishnah Brura. Degam mishum pam achas mischayve bedika. So if you have one time, you bring it in. Now it's chametz has been in this place. You have to be bodek. Hey Shiv Rabbeinu, so he answered l'shoel de'ein l'chush mishum kach. We're not concerned ki ein haderech shi'ishar oz. It doesn't remain there. Degam im nishar me'az pirure chametz. Right, bezov is kol shehif, a little thing in the right. Bezuy is kol shehif, it's a little, it's nothing. Vade kavarn is afterwards, it's rot, it's spoiled, no good. Ad erev Pesach ve'enu mechayvim v'bedika v'chulei amo. Okay, so at that point, whatever's there is not even doesn't even raise the level to be bodik such a
thing. Someone didn't check his kittel because he only wears it on Pesach or Yom Kippur. And then when Pesach, he put his hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he found that there was a piece of cake. And then he remembered that Motzi Yom Kippur, someone gave him a piece of cake to eat. after he break the fast on, and he didn't eat it. He put it in his pocket, and he forgot about it.
There you go. Yeah, you have to be bodic. Any, yeah, that's right. Okay, have a good day.